The Royal Rumble is upon us. This Friday night, join Midwest Radio live from the Royal Theatre in Castlebar for the night the West will be won. Guy Salas Henry Coyle fights Elio Cotina for the WBF light middleweight title, and it's live here on Midwest Radio. We'll also be reporting on the clash of Ballyhornis boxer John Waldron and Ballinrobe's Michael Sweeney, Finbar Eid from Westport's Irish title shot against Mickey Coveney, and the latest professional bout of Castlereagh boxer Darren Cruz as well. So join us on Midwest Radio this Friday night for the Royal Rumble, kicking off with the Sports Talk Shop live from Castlebar at 6, and the main event, Coyle versus Cotina, expected after 10 p.m.
It's just an honour for me to be in such an event and to be headlining such an event and fighting for a world title. But, you know, all that matters is that on the 12th of August, I win.
You're welcome back to the TF Royal Theatre in Castlebar. We're very much on the countdown to Henry Coyle's world title clash against Elio Cotina. That's because Patrick the Punisher Highland has stopped his opponent in the last contest. That's giving him a record of 24-0. And Taoiseach Enda Kenny has kindly joined us here for a moment. Taoiseach, thank you very much. You enjoyed that fight with Patrick
Angelina,
Highland.
I know you enjoyed it yourself.
I did. We nearly felt them out here.
We had a bit of battling there in the in round three. And
is it as good as some of the battling in Dáil Éireann?
That's a different kind of battling, really. That's more mental stress than I think physical pressure, really. But anyway, it's an occasion here for the Royal Theatre, and obviously I came along to see the rumble in the Royal with Henry Coyle at the end of the evening.
Willie Coyle, of course.
And the boys from the Coyle, County Mayo.
One of the Coyle dynasty. We're going to have a song from Willie, and I think we should bring it to people.
Absolutely.
Far away from the land of the shamrock and heather, in search of a living as exiles we roam, but whenever we chance to...
The Western Warrior, Henry Coyle!
I think you probably guessed by that that he's in the ring. The hood is up.
Yeah.
He's going to one particular corner. He does this for before every fight. He's down on his haunches. He says a little prayer.
Mm-hmm. Accompanied by his dad there, Angelina Cherry.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is the tradition.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting from the land of the salty breeze, Guy Salas, County Mayo, the Western Warrior, Henry.
I didn't want to put poor old Mike Goodall to shame by introducing him myself that way. No one can do it like Mike, I have to say. That's the introduction. We're getting through the formalities here now. We're very close to the start of the first round. It is a 12-round contest. This is a vacant title. Cotina isn't defending it. It's a vacant title, a WBF light middleweight title. They're getting their instructions.
Whoever built the TF did it well, because it was really tested there with that roar.
It absolutely was. The roof didn't come off. Henry seems to be going for the body, Austin. Killing the body, killing the head.
Yeah, exactly. Just the same as Highland did earlier on. And they're just weighing up one another now.
He's connected really well. Couple of good jabs there to the head of Cotina and connected with them. Now, Cotina is going in with punches there, but he's not connecting as well as Henry.
Great punch
from Coyle. Coyle is going for the head again. Looking across the ring. Henry is out for the sixth round. We're wondering if it's over. No, we know. Jerry made his way to the ring for a second.
Now,
the doctor is coming up. Yeah, he didn't have a look at it just yet. He's coming now. He's going to have a look at Cotina's eye. It's a bad gash. We'll let you know as soon as it happens.
Yeah,
he's looking
look
at it.
He's talking to the referee.
Yeah. He thinks it's a very big gash. It's all over. Henry Coyle is the WBF world champion.
The place is going
crazy. This is absolutely phenomenal. Henry Coyle has done it. He was well up in the scorecards. He's the WBF light middleweight champion. We're up on seats here at the moment.
Oh, they're gone mad.
This is absolutely phenomenal.
Coyle is up on the shoulders.
Cotina's disappointed. Our new world champion, Henry Coyle, our new world champion. How does it feel?
Oh, sure, it's grand.
It's grand. I'm going to use that as a statement of the understatement of the year.
On,
this is fantastic, Henry. How do you feel after that? You have the belt round you.
I have. More ash collection. You know, it's an honour. You know, it's what I've trained for. And, you know, thanks to you guys. Yeah, there was tough times and you stuck behind me all the way. Midwest, Western people, Mayo News, you know. I'm here tonight because of people like that. And my own father here. You know, I can't thank them enough, you know.
People didn't believe you when you sat with us a number of years ago when you were turning pro and told us that you'd fight for a world title in Mayo.
I know, but sure, that's life, you know. And who would have thought in the Kinney it'd have been Tisha? And, you know, that I'd be here as a world champion, you know. And thank God.
The green and red of Mayo, especially for Henry. And all just making the way into the Erris area. Very, very, very special moment for all the people of Erris. Let's rejoin Angelina. Hello, Angelina.
Hi, Paul. Well, yes, we've made our way to the bridge here in Velacorig. Great crowd here in the bridge. It's come to a standstill, the traffic that is trying to pass here. And Henry's making his way across the bridge at the moment with the bells. He's going to walk it. We're going to carry him, but he's decided he's going to walk it. And as we said, this is a very historic moment because he's officially crossing back into Erris with the WBF light middleweight title. Gerry Coyle is beside me. I might put him on to you for a second because this is an emotional man here beside me, Paul. Hang on for Gerry.
How are you, Paulie?
May the Lord, Gerry, I tell you something. It's a great day for the Erris area, great day for the Coyle family, and particularly great for Henry.
It's an amazing, emotional time for us. We're walking across the famous Corrick Musical Bridge with pride in our hearts. And I hope it's a lift for the people of Mayo. I hope it's a lift for the people of Erris and all the Mayo people around the world. Thanks a million for all the messages that you've sent us all day and all the cards and everything else.
You're welcome to Gisela. I don't know if you can get the atmosphere that's outside. The cavalcade is on its way in at the moment to the village of Gisela. Wonderful, wonderful scenes, I have to tell you. They're here coming into the hotel, champagne and everything for you. Henry, we didn't talk to you since last night. How has it been to come back home?
Well, it's unbelievable, you know. People have really come out for me today and, you know, just honoured. Just as a line of cars and everyone is happy, and that's what it's all about, you know.
I think it's an emotional occasion to get down here because it was one emotion in the ring last night, the relief of getting the fight over you. You've had nearly 24 hours to digest it now. You have the belt with you again. But coming back to Erris and coming back home to your own people, how does that feel?
It's coming back to Erris, you know. This is where it all started, and, you know, these are the people that are behind me, and, you know, there was a lot of Erris people there last night. And it's just an honour to put a show on for them, and I've won a world title for them. And, you know, unbelievable. Came in there to Bangor and back to Belmullet, you know, God rest. Marty Gawen there in Belmullet, and, you know, back to Shrat, my granny, 96 years old.
Your granny is very special. You say hello to her every time you're on with us. That's a special moment for you, I know.
She's my godmother, and she's 96 years old, and she was out of the door this evening to welcome me. And it was always welcome for me, belt or no belt. So, and come up here to Gisela. My mother's from Shra. There must have been about 10 fires in Shra. Every little village, Bunawillan, Shra, East Shra, fires everywhere. And coming up to Gisela, Dula. I'm from Dula, just down the road there and up through and into Gisela here. And I haven't hit Gisela village yet. But I was saying to Dad, this day last week I was out running 8 miles, you know. And tomorrow last week I done 37 rounds or 38 rounds of mitts with Nicholas Cruz, and the hard work has paid off, and it's just an honour, you know, to be here tonight with this belt. And we walked it in past Corrick Bridge because anyone from Erris, and Corrick Bridge has great significance for us, like the musical bridge is called. But, you know, to walk this belt, probably the first world title belt ever in Erris, it's an honour for me, and, you know, I'm just thank God, and it's great.
You haven't hit up there yet. I've been up in the pubs up there. I've been up in the High Chaparral. I've been around. Pat's Country Roadshow is going down there. Things are very exciting up there at the moment. I know you want to get up there now, but I want to talk about just very briefly the lads in the club that work, who've all spoken so highly of Gerry, and we know Gerry's involvement in the club, obviously, and with yourself. But there's the lads up there, the Johnny Careys, the James Mangans, David Timlin is up there. All those lads put in an awful lot of hard work, Henry.
Look, there is no club but for those lads. Johnny, and, you know, the guys before them, the Ron Burnsides and the Brendan Henrys. You know, the Gisela Boxing Club isn't Coyle, it isn't Barrett, it isn't Gone. Gisela Boxing Club, look, I go up to that club, that club is the boss of me. You know, I do what that club tells me. And, you know, we're known throughout the country, north, south, east and west. You'll know, everyone knows Gisela, and, you know, it started in this little village here. But, you know, it was my father that started it, and he kept it going. And
I'm just honoured to be part of that wheel, you know, and it's an honour. And you know, Nicholas Cruz was there last week. We've done 37 rounds up there last, 38 rounds last Sunday, and you know, it's all about winning. And I won last night, and I have the reward here, which is this title, and I have a world title, and I have a world title back in Erris. It's a good weekend to have it back here, and I want to make the people happy, and I want the people to enjoy it.
I know for you, this is only a stepping stone, isn't it?
This is only a stepping stone. This man just walked in here. This man here is a huge part of my life, because 2 years ago yesterday, I was a down-and-out man. I'd lost Neil Sinclair. I was getting fat. I broke my toe. Life was not good. And I went to the shop with this man right here beside me, John Carlin, for a drum of gas. And he said...
Can I let John tell the story? You told this at the press conference. I thought it was one of the best stories I've ever heard. John is with us. John, tell us about this boy sitting in the car beside you, the world champion beside you here, because we're putting it down to you now, this victory. You know that. He went into the ring, but you did the hard stuff. What did you have to tell him?
Well, he came to me and he said, I'm finished, I'm gone. You know, I said, is that the way you're looking at it? You know, I said, well, I said, I went out in a cab with somebody. And I was all the time looking behind me. I said, should have done this, I should have done that. I should have been here, and if I was there, and if I'd done this, and if I'd done that, if I'd done the other. And this lady pulled up the car, and she said, actually, she was a sister of mine, pulled up the car, she said, she was in the middle of the traffic. She said, since you left home, she said, it's an hour. And all I heard out of you, she said, is, I should be here, I should be there, I should be that where. If I was looking back over my shoulder, since I left the house, driving this car, where would I arrived? Well, I said, we should have crashed it. What do you think you're doing? So I told Henry this one. I said, don't let look behind you.
And you didn't look behind you since.
That was the 12th of August 2009. And the 12th of August 2011, I won a world title. And, you know, onward and upward. And, you know, first, it's like a horse race. I've jumped this hurdle now. It's going to be a bigger hurdle next. So I've got to get over that one.
Well, they always say they're always out to take the champion. So there'll be guys lining up for this belt to challenge you.
If they got the money, I got the time.
That's a great crack here. Everyone's gathering together for the night to celebrate Henry's fantastic win last night.
How does it feel?
Well, it's surreal. Like, you know, well, Henry, he set out when he said he was going, when he started off, we were there in Madison Square Gardens with him, and he said, I'll be going for a world title within a few years. So we were there at the beginning, and fair play to him. He's done, he's achieved his goal, he's got his world title.
John Carey.
It's lovely to talk to you, Johnny. How do you feel tonight?
I feel very proud tonight. I'm a very, very proud Gisela club member tonight, coach.
You're waiting now anxiously for him to...
I've come back with Henry for a long time, since he was 11 years old coming into the club. A small boy, he was had aspirations that time to get to the top. He had his ups and downs, but he never, ever, ever gave in. And, you know, we're so proud of Henry tonight. Everyone in Gisela is so proud of him. All of us, not just Gisela, all of us are very proud of Henry tonight. And we wish him the best of luck in the future, and no matter what he does in life, he has set the bar so high.
David Timlin, thanks so much for talking to us
doing?
As well. I'd say
nice
you're absolutely
again.
Delighted.
We are delighted. No, I don't know who am I more delighted for. I'm delighted for Henry, but I'm also very delighted for Jerry. You know, it's been a good while coming, and there's a lot of work put into it. Henry's had his ups and downs, but there's one thing that he has is a lot of heart.
What a night it was up there as well. They'll continue, I'm sure, into the wee hours of the morning as they celebrate this WBF light middleweight title that Henry Coyle captured last night. That's where we're going to leave our coverage from Gisela tonight. We'll let them back to their celebrations. That's it from